Hello, good evening. Welcome to another episode of Brett's Old Time Radio Show. The week has ended. We've reached Friday at last. Looking forward to a couple of days with the family, which will be nice. Lola can't wait. We're going to get down on the beach. I think we're going to pop to Lyme Regis tomorrow. I've booked into my favourite restaurant tonight, which is a restaurant called The Smuggler's Kitchen. And we're going in there for our tea tonight. So that should be rather nice. We've got a nice little weekend planned. Should be good. A huge thank you for joining me once again. For our regular late night visit to those dusty studio archives of old time radio shows right here at my home on the south coast of the United Kingdom. I'm Brett, I'm your host for our Night Time podcast. Welcome to another episode. I've got Facebook, Instagram and YouTube. Check them out. They're all called Brett's Old Time Radio Show. And we've launched a brand new podcast. It's called Sunday Night Mystery. If you could do that, that would be great. Time now for our latest adventure with Dad's Army. It's episode 3 of series 2. It's called Put That Light Out.
We present Arthur Lowe, John LeMessurier, and Clive Dunn in Dad's Army. Put That Light Out, featuring John Lorre, Arnold Ridley, and Ian Lavender, with this week's guests, Bill Pertwee and Avril Angus. Here is the news, and this is John Snagg reading it. It is 1941, and the people of Britain have learned how to live with war. The residents of Warmington-on-Sea are no exception, and take it in their daily stride. The local Home Guard unit continues to flourish, and at the Church Hall, Captain Mannering is addressing his men.
Now, to be successful at waging war, every commander in the field must place himself in the enemy's shoes and see the situation from that point of view. So what, I asked myself, if I were in Adolf's shoes, would Adolf be thinking?
Excuse me, Mr. Mannering. I don't think you could get into Herr Hitler's shoes. I read somewhere he's got very small feet.
You stupid boy. I'm talking metaphorically.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Speaks up?
Yes.
But he's probably wondering what we're up to.
Quite right, Jones. Well, of course, the only way for Hitler to find out for certain is to come here and have a look.
That new air raid warden in Gardenia Gardens looks like Herr Hitler.
No, I don't think Hitler would come here in person. What he might do is send recce parties by submarine or by fast, silent surface craft.
Canoes!
Yeah, I beg your pardon.
Canoes? They might come in canoes.
That's not awfully likely, is it, Fraser? I mean, they're Nazis, not Apache Indians.
I thought Apaches were French dancers where the man treats the woman rather roughly. I never liked them very much.
Hi, dear Mr. Godfrey. They had a couple on the bill once with Nellie Wallace. The man treated the woman with disdain and threw her at the trombone player. She was a haughty young miss with very big thighs and long stockings.
Big thighs, did he say? Big thighs.
Just a minute. I think we're wandering from the point a little. Now, I want you to have a look at this diagram which I've drawn on the blackboard. I think you'll agree that the most likely place for the recce party to come ashore would be the estuary here. Now, in view of that, I've secured permission for us to establish an observation post in the lighthouse here.
Permission to interfere, sir. They don't use the lighthouse now, sir, so it will be shut and not open.
They use it when yon convoy come through.
Quite right, Fraser.
Thank you, sir.
It is used on special occasions, but they're perfectly happy for us to mount guard there from time to time. Now, this evening, Corporal Jones, you will take your section and rendezvous at the ARP post at the Jolly Roger ice cream parlour here on the jetty. Now, at low tide, you will cross the causeway here to the lighthouse. Once inside, you will open these sealed orders. Here you are, Jones. Look after them.
Yes, sir. Just one question, sir. What should I do after I've opened the sealed orders?
Well, read them, of course. Right, dismiss.
You don't mind my saying, sir, this expedition to the lighthouse and all this business of looking out for a Nazi recce party seems awfully far-fetched.
Do you think I'm a fool, Wilson?
Well, I wouldn't, well... be quite so sweeping as that, sir.
I'm only using it as a pretext. It's about time we gave Jones a real feeling of command. I can't wet-nurse him all the time. Let him handle the men. Let him learn to lead them. There's always method in my madness, you know, Wilson.
Yes, well, it's most comforting to know that, sir.
Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, Slave Holt.
It's an awful long way up, isn't it, Mr. Fraser?
I'm on it. It is that. I counted the steps. There were 212.
Stop talking in the ranks. What? Now this is the door into the lamp house. I'll just open it up. There we are. Right, forward, march. Left, right, left, right, left, right, out. Right, out.
Hey, look the size of that lamp thing.
Right, now pay attention. I'm now going to unseal the sealed orders.
I wonder if I could be excused while you're opening the orders.
No, you can't, Mr. Godfrey. You'll have to wait.
Oh, dear.
Here we are now. There's orders for section on watch from the lighthouse. One, you'll commence duty at 2,000 hours.
2,000 hours.
Silence in the ranks. You'll commence duty at 2,000 hours. Two, you'll keep strict lookout for any fifth columnists, spies or saboteurs infiltrating up the estuary. Right, you understand that?
May I be excused now?
Not yet, Godfrey.
Oh dear. Okay.
Three, guards will not be relieved until 0800 hours.
Oh dear, I don't think I'll be able to last that long.
Right, now, do you all understand the sealed orders?
Oh, of course we do. Stop blathering. Let's make ourselves comfortable, man.
Oh, yes, please.
You don't want any of that sort of talk. Right, now, fall out. Right, it's getting dark now, so get your blankets out, make your beds ready. Pikey?
Yes?
You're on guard.
All right.
Mr. Godfrey, you'll find what you want right down at the bottom of the stairs.
Oh, thank you. It's an awful long way down.
And Godfrey, close the door when you go.
I always do. I usually bolt it as well.
Not the lavatory door. I mean the lamp house door over there.
Oh, yes, of course. Sorry.
By the way, Wilson, I've been having a look at the training rota for the next month, and I've made a couple of alterations.
Oh, yes, sir, yes.
Yes. Ah, glad I caught you two. We're very busy, Mr. Hodges. What is it?
I'll tell you what it is. For the last 2 weeks, I've been having serious reports from my warden on this street. You've been flashing lights from this hall on 27 separate occasions. That's three more than 17 Pembroke Gardens. And they turned out to be enemy aliens.
Oh, I'm sorry, I can't accept those figures at all.
Look, it's all down here in my warden's report. The night before last, you opened and shut this door here so many times that my man lost count.
Remember, sir, that's when Jones had been cooking sausages and the pan caught fire. Remember? And you were trying to get rid of the smoke before the vicar came in. So you opened and shut the door to make a sort of, a draft. Remember?
Thank you very much, Wilson.
There you are. Well, I'm not putting up with it any longer. One more infringement from your premises and I'm having you up before the beak. Just you remember, I'm in charge of this sector and I'm warning you.
Would you please stop prodding at me with that rather grubby finger? And leave my headquarters.
I'm going, but you've had your last chance. One more flash out of you, and you'll have a policeman feeling your collar, mate.
What a common man he is.
Yes, I know, all the same, sir. I dare say he could bring some sort of prosecution.
Oh, I very much doubt it. The chief constable is a member of the Bridge Club, you know. It reminds me, I have to take you along there sometime. You do like a game of bridge, I suppose?
No, hardly at all.
Okay, Wilson. Does your career at the bank mean nothing to you? How do you think you're ever going to get your own branch?
Well, I'm frightfully good at monopolies.
Oh, don't be ridiculous. Wonder how they're getting on at the lighthouse.
Corporal Jones, Mr. Godfrey's been downstairs in the toilet for quite a long time now. Think he's all right?
Yeah, I expect so. There's a lot of steps, you know. Always have a lot of steps in lodge houses.
I wonder why.
Don't know, really. It's probably something to do with the height of the place.
Anyway, Mr. Godfrey's been gone over 15 minutes now.
Ah, I expect he gets halfway up and then decides he needs to go down again.
Well, perhaps you better pop down and see if he's all right.
Hey, Pikey.
Yes?
Did you lock and bar the outside door when he come up?
No, I left it open, I think.
Oh, then wild horses wouldn't have dragged me down there before dawn.
Why not, Mr. Fraser?
Because I'm reminded of my old school friend, Wally Regan. He was keeper of the light on the fair Loch Rock. The wild, lonely, storm-battered crag, and many a shepherd's gone down to a cold, watery grave, pounding on the granite boulder. One night, just such as this, Wally started down the stairs to bring up a new wick for the lamp. Suddenly, from the gloom below, came a low, painful moan and a slithering. Something was moving in the dark. Wally started back upstairs. 20 steps up he turned. He could see nothing, but the moan was moaning louder. And the slithering grew nearer and nearer. Wally didn't hesitate. Up and up he climbed. He didn't stop because he knew the thing was behind him. He opened his mouth to cry, "Help!" But no sound would come from his lips. He reached the top and flung himself into the lighthouse. With his heart pounding, he threw his weight against the door, holding his breath. He listened. There it was. Unmistakable. The thing was on the other side, trying to get in. Trying to get in.
Don't panic. It can't get in. It can't get in.
Quiet. And listen.
Would somebody mind opening the door?
That's only Godfrey. I'm coming.
I'm sorry if I frightened you.
Corporal Jones.
Yes, Pikey.
If we went downstairs, we wouldn't see Wally's slithery thing, would we?
Of course we wouldn't, of course not.
Well, we're all the same. I'm staying up here, aren't you?
As long as possible. And when we go together, Pikey.
That'll be nice. We take our rifles and a candle. And if we see Wally's slithery thing, we'll shoot it.
Yeah, and we'll fix bayonets and all.
Yeah, yeah. I don't suppose slithery things like it up them any better than whirling dervishes.
You can't beat a cold steel pike, you know.
No. I say, if we see any spies, how do we tell Captain Mannering?
Ah, yes, yes. Well, I expect we've got to use our initiative.
Failing that, there's a telephone on the wall.
That's right, that's what I say. We use initiative and use telephone.
How do we know if it's working?
Well, I'll try it. That's the best thing to do. Hello? Jack Jones, the butcher? Hello? He's dead.
Dead?
Then we're cut off!
Everybody keep calm.
We're cut off! We're cut off! Keep calm!
I know what's happened. That slithery thing has wrapped itself around the wire. It's the slithery thing!
No, shut up, doesn't he, you young fool?
Perhaps they haven't paid the bill.
Lighthouses don't have bells.
You know, my sister forgot to pay the bill and they cut it off. We didn't know for 2 weeks. Not many people ring us up, you see.
Hang on. There's some writing on the wall. Perhaps it's operating instructions. I can't see what it says. It's too dark.
Hey, there's a light over here on the wall with a switch underneath it.
Well, you can't use that. We're not blacked out.
That's shaded. You can use it long enough for a quick look.
Yes, all right, then. We'll try. It's cut off and all.
God.
Everybody keep calm. Electricity's cut off! Electricity's cut off! Keep calm!
Hey, do you think that slithery thing's done it?
Shut up!
Wait a minute. There's a main switch here on this boxing. I'll try that. Blimey! What's that noise?
It's the horrible slithery thing.
It's the slithery thing!
Shut the door! Bar the door! Bar the door!
Oh, dear. I think I'm rather frightened.
Mr. Jones?
What is it, Pikey?
Look at that big lamp. Started to go round.
Hey, it's not a slithery thing. It's the generator driving the lamp round in a circle on those wee tracks.
That's all right then, isn't it?
No need to panic, lads. Only the generator. Only the generator.
Oh, look.
Hey, look.
Look.
Oh, blimey, it's not only the generator. It's the actual lamp's gone on and all. It's bright, isn't it?
We can see the telephone instructions all right now, Mr. Jones.
Hey, but what about the blackout?
I think you'd better switch it off, Mr. Jones.
Yes, you're right, Pipe. Right, keep calm. I'm going to switch it off again.
Go on, man. What are you waiting for? Switch it off.
I've tried. It doesn't seem to work.
God.
Hey, look. Look, it just says start on this switch you used. Doesn't say anything about stop.
Maybe there's another switch somewhere.
Well, I can't see one.
We can't spend all night looking for switches while that thing's lighting up the whole coast. We've got to act, man.
Right, yes. Now, we've got to act. Right. You keep looking for switches, Pikey.
Right, Mr. Jones.
And we'll do something else. Oh, no, we'll fix bayonets.
Let's see. You're not going to charge the damn thing, are you, man?
You do as I say. I'm in command here. Right. Private Pike, hand me that blanket.
Right. Here you are, Mr. Jones.
Now, Private Godfrey, you hold your rifle up, see? I'm going to fix one corner of this blanket onto your bayonet and the other corner onto my bayonet. Yeah, that's it.
What do we do now?
Haven't you got any imagination, Mr. Godfrey? Look, we keep our rifles up in the air and the blanket taut. We can use it to shield the light.
Yes, but the light's going round.
Yes, and so we will be in a minute. Now, come on, you follow me. Come on, Mr. Godfrey. Come on, keep up, keep up. Come on.
I'm doing my best. I'm going as fast as I can.
Get rid of the paperwork for the time being. I think we'll call it a day.
All right, sir. Oh, that's funny.
What's the matter?
Oh, come over to the window, sir, and have a look at this.
Good Lord. It's bright, isn't it?
Yes, it is. What is it?
It's only the lighthouse.
Ah.
Probably a special convoy or something.
Uh-huh.
Just a minute.
Mm-hmm.
The lighthouse. Great Scott. Jones's section.
So, do you think it's just possible, sir, they might have meddled with something that didn't concern them?
I think it's quite possible, Wilson. Oh, what a thing to happen. Especially after what Hodges said this evening about showing a light. What on earth are you going to say about this?
Well, he's bound to know by it, sir. The Whartons have just taken over the Jolly Roger ice cream parlour as their office.
Good Lord, sir, they have. That's just opposite the lighthouse, isn't it?
Yes, it is, sir, yes. Right on the quayside.
Come on, grab your bike. Let's get down to the harbour. Right, we've got to put that light out.
Thanks, Mr. Alberts. That was what I call a good cup of tea.
Ah, you're welcome, Mr. Hodges.
Well, since the Luftwaffe haven't honoured us with their presence tonight, I think I'll pop off home. You're on the late turn, aren't you?
Yes, that's right.
Well, ta-da then. I must say I shan't be sorry. Here, Sir Alberts. I didn't know the lighthouse was flashing tonight. I haven't been notified.
Well, I saw the Home Guard lot going across at low tide.
What? Not Mannering's mob.
Well, that old Lance Corporal anyway.
Those ruddy hooligans! Put that light out! Put that ruddy light out!
They'll never be able to hear you, Mr. Hodges.
I'll make them hear me!
No.
Put that light out!
It's all right.
Where's the phone? Where's the phone? I'll get on to Mannering. I'll tell him. No. I'll tell him quarters. I'll have him busting.
Don't worry. Keep that blanket taut, you two. Nearly got caught just now in the lamp tracks. Come on, Mr. Godfrey. Keep up with Pike.
He's much younger than me. I don't think I could run round like this much longer.
Right, Private Fraser, you stand by to take over with me next time round.
What do you say, Jonesy? Yep, this is just like the ruddy Olympic relay race.
Here we go then. All change. Right. I've got it. Pikey. How are you, Jock?
I'm all right, Jonesy. Don't go so fast. No. You're gaining on the light. Pull back, man. Pull back.
What are you trying to do to the blanket?
I'm just trying to hold you back.
I'm in charge here and I set the pace. Is that understood?
Hey, look out, Mr. Jones. The blanket's on the track. The lamb wheel's going over it. Oh.
What? Oh, oh, it's stuck. I can't get it out.
I think you've clogged the cogs. Look, the lamp stopped going round. It's staying in one position.
Oh, well, at least we won't have run round in circles anymore like squirrels in a cage.
Doesn't Warrington look pretty all lit up?
Oh, heck. The light's stuck over the town.
You can see every nook and cranny of the place, just as if it was like a summer's day.
It's a good job the siren hasn't gone, isn't it, Mr. Jones?
I don't think Captain Mann's going to be very pleased with us.
Come on, Wilson. What kept you?
I'm sorry, sir. But you did ask me to go back for this gun, and it's not easy riding a bike with a Lewis gun balanced on your shoulder.
Oh, really? Never known a man like you for making excuses.
Anyway, sir, the light seems to have stopped going round.
I find that a very small comfort, Wilson, when it's come to a halt facing the shore, and as a result is now lighting up the entire town.
Yes. It's just a little bit bright, isn't it? I rather wish I'd brought my sunglasses.
Oh. Don't you realise how serious this is, Wilson? Warmington's a sitting target for every jerry plane within 50 miles.
Ah, there you are, Mannering. We've been trying to ring you. Why aren't you at your headquarters?
Because we're here, of course.
Blimey, I've never known a man like you for making excuses. Look at that light. You'd not have done that. The old town lit up like Blackpool illuminations, and now Jerry's on the way.
I'm well aware of the situation, thank you, Warden.
Yeah, well, I want to know what you're going to do about it.
There's only one thing for it, Wilson.
What's that, sir?
You and I have got to get out there.
Well, we can't, sir. The tide's in. The causeway will be under 6 foot of water.
Then we must get a boat.
You can't. You'll be dashed to pieces on the rocks.
Oh, don't stop it, Mr. Alwards. Let him go. Let him be dashed to pieces on the rocks. Serve him, run him, all right.
Captain Manning, you can't do it, I tell you.
There's no such thing as can't. If the spirit is there, nothing can stop us.
There isn't a boat.
Ah. That is an obstacle. Well, we have to think of something else.
A pound to a penny, you'll try and walk on the water.
We've got to get that light out somehow, Wilson.
Yes, well, I suppose we could try and shoot it out. I mean, I do have the Lewis gun.
No. Hmm? Can't do that.
You mean you couldn't hit it?
We might hit one of my men.
Well, what about the town? What about all those women and children and all those bombs raining down on them?
The bombs are not raining down on them.
They will be in a minute. Look, if you won't take a decision, I will. Give me that gun now. Come on.
Take your hands off that gun. It's ours.
Now, look here. Don't you push me about.
I'll push you about. Give that gun back to me.
Oh, I'm getting dizzy, Mr. Alberts.
Yes.
Oh, go stand me up against that wall. I'm going to have one of my funny turns.
For heaven's sake, pull yourself together.
Who said that?
I did, sir.
Well done, Wilson.
Thank you, sir.
Here. Who's been flashing without my authority?
Who are you?
I'm the lighthouse keeper. They've no business to flash it without my authority.
Can you switch it off from the mainland?
Well, of course not. It's powered by its own generator.
I see. Now, look, can we get through to the lighthouse on the telephone?
It's cut off. It's not manned, you see.
Well, maybe we could get the exchange to reconnect.
Good thinking, Wilson. Now, come on, follow me. There must be a telephone in the warden's hut.
Here, where do you think you're going? That's our ice cream parlour. I mean, our headquarters.
Oh, be quiet. Come on.
I used to live out on the lighthouse till my lungs couldn't stand it anymore. The salt got in them, you see. I'm... I used to cough something awful. Pitiful it was. I'm all right now.
I'm very glad to hear it. Operator, would you please put me through to the supervisor?
Oh, I can't do that. She goes off at 6. There's only me here.
I see. Then you'll have to deal with it. Now, please listen very carefully.
Yes?
I am Captain Mannering of the Home Guard.
Who?
Captain Mannering. Mainwaring.
You want me to write that down?
No. Just listen.
Yes, I'm listening.
Now, I'm speaking from the Jolly Roger Ice Cream Parlor.
That's been shut since the war.
Yeah, I know. It's now an air raid warden's post, and I'm speaking from there at this moment.
And you're Captain Mainwaring?
Very nearly, yes.
Of the Home Guard?
Yes.
Are you air raid warden as well?
Look, don't worry about that for now. I want you to connect me to the lighthouse.
Oh, I can't do that. It's cut off.
I know it's cut off. I want you to reconnect it.
Oh, I can't do that. You'll have to talk to the supervisor.
That's who I asked for in the first place.
Oh, wait a minute. There's a dress here that takes messages for the lighthouse.
Good. Well, give me that. Just a minute. Take this down, Mills.
All right. Very good, sir.
Right. Carry on, operator.
It's the Jolly Roger Ice Cream Parlor.
The Jolly Roger Ice Cream... Just a minute. I'm speaking from there now.
Well, can't you give them the message, then?
No, I can't... Oh, this is ridiculous. You're being deliberately awkward.
No, I'm not, really. I'm always like this.
Well, I shall report you to your supervisor.
Please yourself.
What's your name?
Mildred Withers.
Make a note of that, Wilson.
Yes, sir.
Mildred Withers.
Yes, sir, yes. Yes, ma'am, sir. Did you say Mildred Withers?
Yes, that's right.
Could I have the telephone a moment, sir?
Oh, very well. But you won't get anywhere. I've tried. The woman's quite obviously making a career of being unhelpful.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll just try. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Is that the Mildred Withers who used to live in Bridge Street?
Yeah, that's
hello.
Right.
Hello, Mildred. It's me, Arthur Wilson.
Who?
You remember? The summer of 32. Hmm? Arthur Wilson. You used to call me Awful Arthur.
How are you?
Well, I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Oh, well.
Just a minute, Wilson. This isn't a church social, you know. What's going on?
Yes, I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry. Look, Mildred, as a special favour to me, connect us with the lighthouse.
Well, I shouldn't, but as it's you, Arthur, hang on a minute.
She's going to connect us, sir.
Wilson, you'll never cease to amaze me. Where on earth did you meet her?
Well, we used to go to the same pottery class.
Good Lord.
You, Arthur, better have the telephone back. Mildred's connecting you now.
Thank you, Wilson.
I'm trying to connect you, Captain Manmowering.
Thank you, Mildred.
Hello? Jack Jones, butcher here.
Ah, now look here, Jones. This is Captain Manmowering.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to pass instructions to you on how to switch off the light. You'll have to go down to the generator room.
The generator room. Very good, sir.
Wait a minute. It's locked.
Yeah, just wait a minute, Jones. It's locked.
Very good, sir. I am waiting.
Right. Now, you're the lighthouse keeper.
No, sir, I'm Jones.
Yeah, not you, Jones. No. I'm talking to the lighthouse keeper. Now, can you tell me where the key is?
Yes, sir. I can tell you, sir.
Good. Jones, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to tell you where the key is.
Very good, sir.
Where is it?
It's here, in me pocket.
Do you hear that, Jones? It's in the lighthouse keeper's pocket. All right. Jones, you'll have to break the door down and then stop the generator.
Very good, yes, sir.
Well, it's up to Jones now. Come out here, Manring. What's the matter now, Warden? We're doing all we can.
Well, it's not having much effect, is it? Listen! You can hear the Jerry's coming. I can. I can hear him, Manring. There's hundreds of them. You all have to shoot. Shoot that light out.
We'll wait till the last possible second.
Look, there's one in the searchlight right over edge. Shoot, you fool, or it'll be murder.
I think perhaps you should, sir. After all, if you miss the lamp, you might hit the plane.
Thank you, sir. Give me the gun.
All right, sir. Here you are, sir.
Thank you. I want you both to keep very quiet while I get the lamp right in the centre of my sights. All right? I've got it. Well, this is it.
Look, sir. Look. The light's gone out. Jones must have got to the generator room.
I must say, I'm glad I didn't have to fire. I was still very concerned about the safety of my men.
I don't think you need have worried.
How can you be so sure?
You've still got the ruddy safety catch on.
What? Well, they're very easy things to overlook, you know.
Oh, excuses. You're all the same, you own guard. Just playing at being soldiers.
How dare you? What a damn cheek, Wilson.
Yes, sir. All the same, I'm rather glad you didn't have to fire after all.
Oh, really? Why?
Yes, well, you see, I've just noticed, sir. You see, it isn't loaded.
In that episode of Dad's Army, based on the original television series by Jimmy Perry and David Croft, you heard Arthur Lowe as Captain Manmowering, John LeMessurier as Sergeant Wilson, Clive Dunn, Corporal Jones, John Lorry, Private Fraser, Arnold Ridley, Private Godfrey, Ian Lavender, Private Pike, Bill Pertwee, ARP Warden, Avril Lang as Telephone Operator, and Stuart Showin as the Second Warden and the Lighthouse Keeper. Put That Light Out was adapted for radio by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles and produced by John Dias.
Welcome back. Hope you joined our latest episode of Dad's Army. And don't forget, tomorrow, insurance investigator Johnny Dollar will be back on the case, going live from 5 p.m. GMT. As I mentioned earlier, we do have a bunch of social media. It's Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. They're all called Brett's All Time Radio Show. Do please check them out. Thanks for listening. I'll be with you 7 days a week, each and every week. And I'll see you tomorrow on Brett's All Time Radio Show. Love you. Bye.